Welcome to the Transforming Minds podcast. I'm your host, Jai Johnson, and I'm so glad you're joining me today as we embark on a new five-part series. This one is all about change, how it shapes us, how it challenges us, and how it ultimately transforms us for the better. And today, for this very first part, we're diving into something fundamental, the necessity of change. What makes it so crucial for growth, for progress, and ultimately for life itself? You know, change for many of us can feel like an unsettling force, right? It's disruptive, it challenges routines, and let's be honest, it pushes us outside our comfort zones. But what if we didn't just accept it? What if we embraced it as an essential part of our journey? Let's start with the simple truth that change is a universal force. It shapes every single part of our lives. Think about the seasons, how they shift from one to another without fail, or how animals adapt to their environments over time, ensuring survival. Change is the rhythm of nature itself, and as human beings, we're not exempt from that rhythm. You see, without change, we face stagnation. Growth becomes impossible when we're stuck in the same place, refusing to move forward. I mean, just look at history. It's filled with examples of how transformation has driven progress. Take the civil rights movement, for instance. That was a moment when change wasn't just necessary. It was urgent. Without those acts of courage and transformation, where would we be today? And then, of course, there's gender equality. Think about how far we've come in recognizing the rights of women worldwide. These movements didn't come without discomfort. They disrupted the status quo. Yet they were essential in building justice, in fostering better societies. It's a profound reminder that embracing change often means addressing the injustices that come with staying the same. Now, personally, I see change not as a threat. It's really a catalyst. It propels us into growth, forces us to innovate, and build stronger individuals and communities. That's the core of it all, isn't it? Transformation, not just for one, but for everyone. Now let's talk about something a lot of us struggle with, resistance to change. It's an instinct, isn't it? This natural pull to stay where we are, to hold on to what feels safe and familiar. But you see, underlying that resistance is often fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, even the fear of disrupting routines we've grown comfortable with. It's human to feel that way. But here's the thing. Those fears, they're often rooted in uncertainty, not reality. Think about organizations that resisted change. A classic example is Kodak. They dominated the world of film photography for decades, but refused to adapt to digital photography when it emerged. The end result? They were left behind, completely overtaken by competitors who embraced the evolution of technology. Compare that to, say, Netflix, which started as a DVD rental service but pivoted to streaming when the industry began to shift. That willingness to adapt. It's why they're thriving today. Resistance, whether personal or organizational, can sometimes blind us to opportunities. But you know what? Even when people or businesses adapt and make mistakes along the way, those missteps can actually become powerful learning moments. Look at how so many startups iterate, failing, learning, refining their strategies, and ultimately succeeding. Those initial setbacks are not the end. They are stepping stones. So let's now dive into the heart of it, making change work for us instead of against us. Change, as we've seen, is inevitable. But how we approach it, that's where our power lies. Let's talk strategies for a moment. Simple, actionable steps to embrace transformation. First, we've got to shift how we see change. I found that when we stop looking at change as a threat and start seeing it as an opportunity, everything shifts. It's like this. Imagine you're staring at a mountain you've got to climb. Instead of focusing on the height, think about the views waiting for you at the top. When we reframe challenges as opportunities to grow, we're already halfway to overcoming them. And then flexibility, that's key. Life throws curves. and sometimes you've got to bend with them. Take a look at someone like James Dyson, yeah, the vacuum guy. He tried, what, over 5,000 prototypes, failed again and again. But he adapted, learned from each mistake, and eventually revolutionized an entire industry. Flexibility and a willingness to adapt, they're game changers. Now, I'll tell you something about support networks. They're more important than we often realize. Whether it's close friends, family, faith, or a mentor, having that circle to lean on keeps us grounded. You don't have to navigate change alone. Surround yourself with people who encourage you to reflect, who remind you why you're pushing forward when the climb gets steep. It makes all the difference. Finally, self-reflection. Honestly, this might be the most powerful tool of all. When we take time to sit with change, to really think through what it's teaching us, we grow in ways we can't even anticipate. Reflect on the lessons, the setbacks, the small victories. Each experience adds another layer to our resilience, another piece to who we are. Change is always calling us to level up, to move toward our better selves. And when we embrace it, we discover strengths we didn't even know we had. And once we begin to truly embrace it, well, that's when transformation starts to feel less like an obstacle and more like a journey. And that, my friends, is where I leave you today. Remember, change is inevitable, but when you lean into it with curiosity, courage, and community, there's no limit to what you can achieve. On that note, we'll wrap it here. Thanks for joining me. And as always, keep your mind open and let the transformation continue.